Hello.
What time is it, Stewie?
4:03.
Oh my God.
What's your dream in life?
What do we mean?
You said everybody's got to have a dream. What's your dream?
What's your dream?
If you don't have a dream, are you gonna have a dream?
Get married and have lots of kids.
Lots of kids?
Lots of kids.
Oh, you don't give a fuck about your wife then?
Yeah.
She's going to be a baby machine.
Who's that?
Baby factory.
Yep. No, of course, I mean, it's got to be with your wife, will it?
Just to have a happy life.
It was fucking you, Stuart.
It wasn't.
Just wait until the last day when you come in, you sit down on your fucking stool and each leg goes like that. Just wait.
You rewind that tape. Right to about 10, 11, 12, somewhere like that. I said about 10 or 11 or 12. If it's a 1.5 hour take, it's about being calculated back, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Right? And the words would be, I was bored, and that's Cherub saying it. And he said that as he was walking back. I don't know why I'm explaining
that. He fooled us before.
Yeah, I know.
So it's fucking you. It's it.
And I've admitted to it when it has been me.
Court adjourned.
I admitted it when it was me. I even fucking repaired the stool when it was me.
You let me rip his fucking stool to shreds and then said it was me.
And I do it on the old.
No, I ripped your stool to shreds.
Yeah, and
then I
ripped his stool to shreds and then fucking you admitted to me it was you.
Yeah, see, I admit it.
As I go on the bill.
Interview adjourned.
At 4:10.
No, this is I'm being framed. This is falsified evidence. I'm getting
frightened.
Come
on then,
Mr. Shall we go for it just one more time?
You make sure it's the 6 and the Birmingham 4 and the Renault 5. This is the fucking old one.
Oh, this is a miscarriage of justice.
Okay.
Order.
No comments.
You were
here when you asked. Where's all this miscarriage of justice and that man?
Hey?
He is guilty.
He is guilty.
I don't believe this.
Right behind your fucking chair.
Oh, that doesn't prove a thing.
Circumstantial evidence. Hanging by his bollocks.
That's true.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Fingerprint. And there won't be more fingerprints on it.
Hey, what pop?
Get off.
He really likes her.
Get the fuck off. Yeah,
come
to blows.
Yeah,
come on.
What?
A bit of
I'm not like really accused of a crime I didn't commit because I did some things I do.
Bollocks.
I didn't do that, Mark. I'm telling you. I've admitted to when I did it.
What?
Ripped a bit out of his chair. I did it in the past, right, and I did blame it on Mark, right, and that... No,
you
I did it...
Me, you
no, not you. No, I did it to Marks, then blamed it on Cherubs. The Cherub come over and did it to Marks, and I admitted to him, or set it all the other way around, or something like that.
I'll just say, don't Mark blame it on me, I'll just do something.
And this time, it isn't fucking me.
We're done with it. Isn't me? I know he's a big idiot already.
That doesn't mean we're not going to get you back for the first time, you fucking idiot.
I even repaired his seat for him.
Yeah, you never repaired mine.
Because I didn't do it to yours.
I did it to his.
Sonny, I can't remember. You're doing my head in, tramp. Fuck off.
You did it to mine, then I did it to his, and you repaired his, but you never did mine.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Fuck right off. You're a sad case, aren't you, really? Shot away, you.
Thank you.
Tarnisher. Please. Hey, you're too fast. You fucking packed up early, didn't you?
Yeah.
Quick turnaround, right? I'm so vain. Say you needed my help. Why would we stand and let you
that one?
16 stories back, 16 blocks back.
Where is it?
got it. You got my back.
Hey, it's a longman's bag. Job. I took my keys with me, and me cock car.
Is this revenge, old boy? Revenge on Stuart?
You're doing me a big
match,
aren't you?
Eh?
It is.
Oh, don't give me that. Where have you put it, is it?
Eh? What are you talking about?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So I was in this bag and he put it in with you.
Yeah, I know. He's just told me about it, but I didn't think he'd actually done anything to mine. Cheers, old mush. I'm getting stitched up left, right, and centre.
Where's my fucking bag, Cherub?
Now.
What? Don't you all get the blame, innit? Well, I can see where Stuart put it.
Why don't you tell him where Stuart put it?
Come on, then.
Where is it? I'm getting stitched up left, right, and centre.
I'll give you a clue. Polish.
Oh, right.
Don't look so
funny. It wasn't me. I'm getting right pissed off with this now.
I'm going to watch
it.
Definitely.
Check
the fucking
gas
on in here,
man. No. Mark, I'm telling you straight now, right? No bullshit, nothing. It wasn't me. I went out there to wash my hands. I come back and he said, oh.
Thank you.
mistaken.
Thank you.
got their fourth round one tonight against Everton.
Yeah.
Taking it back to SA, and it'll probably be left out there.
I've taken, yeah, I should have done really, so I didn't know I was going back. So I've taken a load with different lenses and stuff, just checking it out. Some film way and some. Some report going out there, fucking taking God knows how many pictures.
Yeah,
and
not
coming back, and it's not fucking working.
Never on the road, six gun lover again.
Yeah, I said, well, I want to waste the film. I couldn't think of anybody better to waste on. Then I realised what I was saying, and sort of realised that it wasn't really a. Complimentary thing to say to her. That was after she hit me. Cards it is, how many cards it is, but you get loads of cards with the
pictures of different things you have to kiss, and it ranges from like the hand 1 point, navel 6 points, bottom 7 points, lips 8 points, cheek 3 points, the chest 10 points, and there's a fig leaf, one fig leaf part in there, which is 15 points, and you can kiss anything you like. And there's also what it is, there's also a few cards that just snogged it. And when you lay that down, you can look at whoever, at the other players who got face up, and you can either go for a player or you go for the maximum points, and you've got to try and get 50 points to win the game. And you pick one you want to kiss, and you have to kiss them on whatever their card is showing. And then if you lay down the joker card, you have to kiss everybody's. There was me, Karen, and flatmate's boyfriend.
Made this go last night, so that was fucking
brilliant. What a laugh. I won 3 games tonight. Yeah? Not kiss anything. I had a few. What, eh? I kept getting a kiss fucking on flatmate's chest. I was only doing it up here, but it was good enough sort of. I've kissed her on the lips a couple of times. Kissed her on the arse a couple of times. She kissed me on the arse a couple of times. She kissed the navel a couple of times. Somehow me and this other bloke managed to avoid each other. He laid a joker card and I had a hand card up, so all we had to do was kiss my hand. I actually could get a dice as well. And it's a normal 1-6 dice, and no matter whatever the dice shows, you times it by 5 seconds, like one dot on the dice, 5 seconds, 6, 30 seconds. Yeah. And he got my hand for 5 seconds, and I got his hand for 10, and the rest of the time we managed to avoid each other. It was good.
Like a good game.
It's quite good if you're pissing. Well, we were pissing, yeah, we're quite well away. Nobody's really jealous of each other. Certainly be a good game if you know people, but you're not in with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you ever played Spin the Bottle? We used to play that.
We're going to have a go at Strip Poker last night, but the thing is, we're all nearly all in the stage of our chest anyway.
There's about 10 of us in this car. Put the bottle in the middle and spin it. And whoever the open end comes at is the previous spinner's got a kiss on the person. She spun it and spun it back to me and she went over and kissed me. I fucking spun it and I bit this bloke. And he's a bit younger than me. And I've gone, come on then, give us a kiss like this. And he's gone like that. I've gone just there like this. And I've leant over and just there. And he's turned over and he's just going to slap one on me. And I've turned my head and gone like that. And he's fucking caught me right in the fucking lip. It's a real cracker. So
funny, fucking hilarious, he let himself.
He went,
oh,
you dirty bastard!
Yeah, if there's some sort of broad-minded adults here.
When you're really pissed, you don't care about it. Everybody let themselves. You dirty bastard!
Oh, that's keep trying and kiss me on the arse, right? And I fucking farted. Said she, dirty ass. She got me and she kissed me on the arse. She had to be there for 30 seconds to get points. She got farted in about 10 seconds. We wouldn't let her have the points until she came back and finished the other 20. Quite a funny game. There's this thing called Sex Maniac, just like Sex Maniac's version of Trivial Pursuit. I can't remember. I was going to try and remember some questions for you. Oh yeah, what things like what's the highest?
biggest phallic symbol in France. The Arc de la Défense, the Tour de la Montmartre, or the Tour Eiffel, and things like what is perversitism?
Hey?
What is perverse? Yeah, perversitism. Is it, and it's a mock, is it A, women's preference for men, suppose? Two other, like, sometimes there's just totally outrageous funny answers to sort of go with the question, sometimes they're similar, and it was like perversitism or something, like women's preference for male clothing. Sort of stuff like that, famous things. Who said sex is just 5 minutes of squelching? Is it A, Sid Vicious, B, Johnny Rotten, or C, Malcolm McLaren? Apparently it's Johnny Rotten. And what you got to do is each card, the person in front of you asks the card the question, if you get it right, you get that card. And each card has got a letter on it, and you've got to try and make up sex maniacs. And you can't throw any away until you've got 10, and then you can throw one away. And also in there, there's the odd card saying swap your entire hand with somebody to the left or the right of you, or swap a card with the person to the left or right of you, and stuff like that. And that's quite funny for a laugh as well. Some of the questions are quite outrageous. I can't remember ideas,
forget
what it.
Have you ever read any? It's a game called Quotes.
Quotes?
Yeah, something like that. Who said such and such?
Yeah.
One of them was, who said, is it Mae West? Bloke got, said, hey, Mae, where are your tits gone? And she said, do me a favour and get off my back, Harvey. Something like that, you know?
Quite
a good game.
One of the
Scruples is a good game.
Yeah, quite good. I like that.
It's quite funny.
One of the questions that does spring to mind is which of these three people has an IQ 4 times their chest size? Is it A? I can't remember the woman. 32-inch chest. B? Jane Mansfield with a 43-inch chest, or C, Albert Einstein with a 47-inch chest. And it was B, Jane Mansfield had an IQ four times in there. So, 172. It's quite high, isn't it? I was quite surprised. I said, like an LBL.
Thank you.
What is the best metal for a backplate?
Oh, my God.